USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sandstone bluff gave way and crashed down onto a crowded beach near Encinitas, California. Three people have died and two are injured. State Parks Captain Brian Ketterer tells KGTV people tried to rescue the beachgoers immediately.
It's soft tools, and we know that we have somebody buried, and then it's hand tools. And now that we've gotten to this stage, cadaver dogs are going to ensure that we don't have any other victims that are under that, and then we'll slowly take it apart with heavy equipment.
He says a few times a year, some of the bluffs overlooking the beaches in Southern California give way as part of a natural erosion process. President Trump is again looking for a new national intelligence director. He says Congressman John Ratcliffe has decided to not pursue the position. It's unclear if his second choice, Sue Gordon, will take over on an acting basis. This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause we're speeding in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Texas Congressman Will Hurd, the House's only black Republican, has become the latest GOP lawmaker to depart, hurting the party's efforts to appeal to minorities and to regain the House. He has clashed with President Trump over race and immigration. Hurd becomes the ninth GOP House member to announce they will not seek re-election. The government jobs report exceeds expectations. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Most economists surveyed before the report's released were expecting to see around 154,000 jobs created in July. In fact, the government report shows the nation's economy added 164,000. It is well below June's 191,000 new jobs, but still brings the total U.S. labor force to a record 163.4 million. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment was unchanged at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than two dozen humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Friday blocked the Trump administration's new rule banning people who enter the country illegally from seeking asylum, saying it violates U.S. law. It's the second federal judge to rule against the rule, which said that only migrants who enter the U.S. through legal points of entry may claim asylum. President Trump announced the rule in November, saying migrants who cross the country illegally would be held until deportation. A judge in San Francisco struck down the asylum ban weeks after it was implemented. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling, and the Supreme Court declined to overrule it. The judge said the Immigration and Nationality Act allows asylum claims regardless of whether a migrant enters the country legally. In July, the Justice Department said it planned to change asylum rules to limit the number of Central American migrants reaching the U.S. border by officially disqualifying those who travel through Mexico to get there. A federal judge in California blocked that rule, saying only Congress has the power to bar asylum. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.